aren't there some CBA restrictions about when you can be in here watching the film or whatever?
It is, it is. But being around the area is the biggest thing. You know, I have my setup at home here in Cleveland where I was able to watch film, so I'll be able to spend some time doing that on my own. But just, you know, staying in the community, continuing to show my face and stay committed to everything that I hold true to myself.
Sean, obviously, you know, no one's going to go all-in-16. What are the one or two things, though, that you take away from the season in general?
Once again, I think that can be a loaded question in the sense that there's so much that I've learned in this year. Whether we went 16-0 or 0-16, I think that this was a year of learning, a year that I'm going to be able to build off of and hopefully set as my foundation as a professional quarterback. I really obviously didn't want to go through some of the things we went through this year and would love to have won for my team and rewarded some of the guys who have been in this league for a long time. But, you know, this is the situation we're in, and we're just got to do our best to maximize it.
Sean, the concerns of playing rookie quarterback right away are always, is he going to get beat up too much, injured physically and set him back? And the other one is he going to get beat up too much mentally?
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Is that something that's going to be scarred permanently? You made it through physically. Mentally, how would you characterize what happened this year and where you're at?
Yeah, better than I am physically. This has been a great learning experience, and I was blessed enough to have a support team who kept continuously reminding me of what this season is and how small the piece of my career is going to be. It was just about doing whatever we can to maximize it, and you know, taking these lessons for what they are and learning from them. So mentally, I'm good. You know, my confidence is here. It's about going into this offseason, continuing to build my craft and becoming the best quarterback I can become.
Coach today said that you're definitely going to be in the mix, competing, coming spring and summer. How do you kind of approach that challenge, knowing that there's going to be at least one, probably two guys added to that quarterback?
You know, that's this league. As I said multiple times before, statistically every year there's going to be some sort of a guy who comes in, whether it be a young guy, whether it be a guy who comes over from another team or a guy you go spend a lot of money on. There's going to be a new guy, and it's just about doing whatever you can to improve yourself and focusing in on your own craft so that whatever situation does pop up, you're the best equipped to go out and win it.
I said kind of earlier, but now that it's official, you will be back. How important is it that you will be able to actually grow into the same offense?
Well, first of all, it was official that Hugh was going to be back for a long time.
I mean, I'm just saying, Jimmy hasn't. Yesterday he told us again. We've been around here a long time. We know that owners change their minds. So.
Right, but from my perspective, when an owner comes out and says that a coach is going to be back, he's going to stand by his word. So I've been able to continue to be committed to that process. And with that being said, it's going to be awesome to understand that I can come back next year into a training camp and not spend time learning how to say a play call or how to communicate in a huddle. But I get to spend that time now taking the next steps, and those steps are going to be the steps that hopefully put myself in a position to put some more points on the board and put this team in a position to win.
He said you have the necessary tools to be a good player in this league, but it's too early to judge one way or the other if you can become a success. Is that kind of how you view it after 15 starts?
In a way. I know that when I'm at my best and when I'm as confident as I can possibly be and when I'm comfortable doing my job, no matter what it is, typically I find success. And I think this year was a year that has allowed me to learn a lot about myself, to continue to build that confidence and continue to remain comfortable in the position that I'm in so that I can go out and succeed for as long as I possibly can.
We've talked about accuracy and turnovers a ton of times, but do you feel like you saw the defense the way you wanted to? I don't think I ever asked you about this, but I think of that interception in Chicago where Fuller played off and you still try to throw it there. I mean, are you seeing what you wanted to see out there?
Absolutely. When it comes to coverage, when it comes to scheme, there's a very few times this year where I didn't feel as if I understood what the defense is trying to do to me, which is something that I'm very proud of. You know, I spend quite a bit of time and preparation to make sure that we understand the defense we're going against, and you know, 9 times out of 10 I do. And it's about eliminating those couple handfuls of times when you don't. Also understanding, you know, time and position and situation to make sure that, like situations like Chicago, that when there is a guy who's playing off, that you take the check out. And those are, you know, obvious fixes, but you know, sometimes you have to go through some of those, you know, nightmares to be able to learn from them.
What do you think you need to improve on those?
You know, I think fundamentally I just need to make sure that my footwork is, you know, as crisp as it possibly can become. My balance is on, and I'm throwing the ball accurately. It's something that that every quarterback probably focuses on in the offseason, I believe. But, you know, it's definitely going to be a big emphasis on me to make sure when I come back that I have the timing and precision to be the most accurate quarterback I can be.
I hear people say all the time, you know, quarterback can improve his accuracy some, but not major strides in that. Coaches you work with say that there is evidence that growth can be successful.
Absolutely. You know, accuracy in completing footballs, as I said, you know, multiple times, there's so much that goes into it that if you can go in and fix different aspects of what it takes to complete a pass, you can see that substantial growth. So whether it be timing, you know, spending time with some of these guys in the off season, whether it be you know, simply making sure that my footwork is precise and looking at myself and doing a bunch of self-scout on some of the bad throws that I had this year and eliminating some of those issues, I'll be able to find the balance and the consistency that allow me to be a much much more accurate passer.
Sean, do you feel like you're so much further ahead of the curve than any rookie that they
Yeah. You know, when you go out and you have a year's worth of experience and you play against the teams that you play against and, you know, go through the preparation, you become a pro. And if they do bring in a rookie, you know, that's going to be my biggest, hopefully, my biggest stepping stone to remaining the starting quarterback here.
Would you welcome a veteran, not necessarily maybe like a Kirk Cousins, but somebody like a Josh McCown type?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that has nothing to do with me. You know, that's a decision that's going to be made upstairs. But once again, I'm going to trust in whatever Coach Jackson and Mr. Dorsey does in terms of my development and what it's going to take for me to, you know, improve my game to hopefully be the franchise quarterback here.
What have you learned about Josh Gordon in your couple of months with him? And, you know, is he shown you that he's changed and that he can be one of the foundation pieces of this team?
Absolutely. You know, his work ethic and his mindset was awesome in his last, you know, few weeks that we were able to have him. You know, he'll become the leader that we need him to be in that room with the young receiving core that we have, and obviously losing Kenny, he quickly becomes the veteran of that room, and we're going to have to you know, rely on him to continue to develop some of the other guys and make sure that he holds them to the same standards that he holds himself.
Would it be part of your plan in the offseason to spend time with him?
Absolutely. That would be one of the first places I go, is wherever Josh is.
I know you didn't get a win yesterday, but did you have some personal satisfaction in the way that you played and how hard you fought?
Yeah, you know, when you go through the season that you go through, you got to find where the small wins are, and I think that one of the biggest small wins each week was just trying to earn the respect of my teammates, and I think that yesterday was another showing that, you know, I'm going to fight for everyone that was out here, and hopefully my teammates do see that, and I'll continue to you know, earn that respect and that trust that when I'm out there, lead them and the ball's in my hands, I'm going to do whatever it takes to, you know, hopefully put us in a position to score points and win the game for them.
You take the record is what it is, but almost 400 total yards in offense. You take a positive out of that end of the offseason?
Absolutely. You know, once again, you got to find the small wins. You know, the ultimate goal in this league, though, is to win, you know, football games, and that's what I'll be judged by. No one's going to see whatever, however many yards or however much individual success in that game. They're going to see you know, another loss that was added to an 0-16 year, and that's unfortunate, but it's the reality of the fact. So now it's about doing whatever we can to build on those things and have more of those games so that we can be in a better position to win games so that, you know, hopefully we can start turning the narrative towards that.
Sean, when I ask this, I'm not saying you should have done. But when you, before you threw that pass to Corey there on that fourth down, did you think at all about running for that first down?
Absolutely, that was the first thought. That was kind of the majority of the mindset of the play was, you know, if there's nothing there, we're going to take off and get 2 yards easy. You know, we were able to use my legs throughout the game to pick up some key third and fourth down situations. But on the way, you got to keep your eyes up. And with my eyes up, I was able to see an open receiver and, you know, try to get the ball to him.
What was the original play supposed to be?
It was just a quick game. You know, we had slants on both sides. We had Corey going into the flat out of the backfield. They quickly emptied the box, and I saw a couple, you know, opportunities to hopefully slide through the middle and take off and get that first down. On the way out, obviously ran into the back of a couple of my guys and scurried away. Absolutely. You know, there's a very diverse and a very big process that goes into being a good quarterback, and I've learned that all year. But now it's about doing everything better and at a higher level, understanding what makes me tick, what allows me to be at my best on a Monday practice, what allows me to be my best on Sunday for a game, throughout training camp. You know, finding where my weaknesses were throughout my processes through, you know, this whole year, and taking it to the next level and attacking those weaknesses. And hopefully I'll be able to come back after a bunch of self-scout and become the best quarterback I can possibly become.
Will you try to forget about, you know, the big picture of the season, all the losing, or do you want it to sit with you and motivate you? How do you handle that?
You know, you gotta take it for what it is, but understand that those days are behind us. You know, this organization is gonna win, and 2018 is gonna be a big year for it. So with that being said, you gotta leave some of these things in the past. You know, you gotta understand what you know got us here and what put us in this position, so you can attack those things and make sure that you don't make those same mistakes going into next year.
Last one for Deshaun.
I'm not. We'll do that this afternoon.
Hey, Deshaun, just real quick. Hugh was saying that fans almost have to be re-recruited to win back the trust of everybody.
Yeah.
How would you re-recruit a fan as to what's going forward, what the future looks like here?
Through work. You know, they don't want to see you know, the celebrity status. They don't want to see you out and about, you know, trying to build your brand. They want to see you becoming a better football player. And, you know, throughout this offseason, I'll be committed to that, to showing that I'm going to continue to have the same work ethic that I had day one when I got here, because that's what, you know, put me on the path to, you know, the starting position quite early. Now, in order to take the next step in my game, I got to go back out and prove to these fans that I can be the quarterback that they've wanted to be here for a long time.